Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Neulich auf der Hundewiese. Sag mal, macht ihr euch eigentlich Sorgen wegen Zecken oder so?
Nö, haben ja Frontpro.
Frontpro, die schmackhafte Kautablette gegen Zecken und Flöhe. Schützt dein Hund zuverlässig. Einen Monat lang. Einfach angewendet, gut verträglich und schnell in der Wirkung. Jetzt in deiner Apotheke vor Ort oder online. Frontpro Zecken- und Flohschutz. Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihren Tierarzt oder Apotheker.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Streets by Martin K. Blackwood. The streets are hard in London, paved in old secrets, the hot smell after the rains, the threads of people walking, living, loving, walking the paths of lives unseen, living in a world of unknown roads, loving amidst the shadows of choices, stretching like silk into the future, paths of good intention, leading somewhere, anywhere, to shake off the dirt underfoot and stand in the streets looking up, taking notice, being seen. Yeah. A Country Walk by M.K. Blackwood. I think I'd like to wander lonely as a cloud, get out of London and into the country, lose the street lamps and the high-rises, leave the tangled loves and lives behind, and learn to weave a new way, a quieter way, in hill and dale. A greener life to all the senses, daffodils and buttercups and willow boughs, scenting shelter away from the hurly-burly of strifes, looking out of lurking windows. There's a lot to be hoped for beyond the limits, if I could float out into the wilds, because the city cannot confine a cloud. Biscuits by MKB. There's a game we play every week, break time rounds of hide and seek. Playground games move to the workplace, now with smiles and far less pace, breaking the rules with ones of our own, friendly misdirection that we hone. Under tea towels or back of a drawer, once in the depths of the stationery store, admin and researcher, battle of wits, seeking the edge of calling it quits. Never quite there, at least not as yet. More than just biscuits, our battlefield set. The others might think that we're wasting our time, but lightening the mood's not that heinous a crime. Rains by Mr. Blackwood. Up high above it all, clouds hold the promise of rain with potential. carry the premise of waters to wash away the marks that everything bears. The rains seek release in downpours and outbursts.
Martin?
The rains seek release in downpours and outbursts, expressed when the weather turns to action. Pouring out, tumbling down, spilling forth, the sharpness and the purity fall, acquires new character on the descent, comes into contact with ideas of the environment, picks up pollutants as it slides down surfaces, clarity clouded as it condenses, potential now tarnished in gutter overflow. And poor Incy Wincy is washed out.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Neulich auf der Hundewiese. Sag mal, macht ihr euch eigentlich Sorgen wegen Zecken oder so?
Nö, haben ja Frontpro.
Frontpro, die schmackhafte Kautablette gegen Zecken und Flöhe. Schützt deinen Hund zuverlässig. Einen Monat lang. Einfach angewendet, gut verträglich und schnell in der Wirkung. Jetzt in deiner Apotheke vor Ort oder online. Frontpro Zecken- und Flohschutz.
Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihren Tierarzt oder Apotheker.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.